It's time for On Deck with Ace. Happy Tuesday morning. Today we will be looking at former Jamestown Jimmy, West Fargo native, and current Arizona Diamondback Andy Young. The West Fargo native and former Jimmy recorded his first ever appearance in a Major League Baseball game exactly 10 days ago when he appeared as a defensive substitution against the Los Angeles Dodgers. In his first couple of plate appearances, Andy Young recorded two hits. He went 2 for 2 in his first showing at the plate. He has now appeared in 5 games, and just a couple days ago on Sunday, August 9th, at San Diego, he connected on his first home run of his big league career.
Andy Young hits one to deep left center field. Andy Young has got a big league home run. There's one for West Fargo, a 2-run shot in the ninth off Luis Patino.
That way, kid.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports Arizona. It's awesome when any North Dakota native gets a hold of one in the big leagues, but what makes it even better is that he deposited that home run ball into the San Diego bullpen. And why is that cool, you may ask? Well, let me tell you. Matt Strom, he is a left-handed pitcher with the Padres organization. He was sitting in that bullpen. Matt Strom is also a West Fargo native. And when Andy Young debuted, he became the 19th North Dakotan to reach Major League Baseball. He joins Matt Strom, as well as some other notable names like Travis Hafner and Darren Erstad, but only 19 players have made it to the big leagues. That's not a lot. Only 19 players in the history, the complete history of Major League Baseball, have made it to the big leagues. And that's why it means so much. Really, you look at the names of these 19 players, the ones that stick out to me are Darren Erstad, a World Series winner, and Travis Hafner had a great career with Cleveland. But it's a lot of guys that spent less than 5 seasons in the big leagues, and most regular, everyday baseball fans wouldn't know these names. Now, there have also been some other notable figures to be involved with baseball. Gary Cederstrom, a former Major League Baseball umpire, and also Marnie Gellner, a TV reporter for Fox Sports North with the Minnesota Twins, both from Minot. But overall, North Dakota doesn't have a large presence in Major League Baseball. So I caught up with Jamestown Jimmy baseball head coach Tom Hager and his thoughts on what this means, what Andy Young debuting in the majors means for the state of North Dakota and baseball in North Dakota.
Well, it's an unbelievable accomplishment and something that all of us baseball people here in the state greatly admire him for doing that. You know, we've got some very talented high school players that eventually move on to college, and if they're lucky, some of them make it to the minor leagues. But to get to all the way to Major League Baseball is a heck of an accomplishment. So this is a tremendous feat for the state of North Dakota, and we're just excited to continue to keep watching Andy play baseball for as long as he can.
Coach Hager got to coach Andy Young for 1 season at the University of Jamestown back in 2013. That year, Young batted .269, slugged .446, had 8 doubles, 5 home runs, and 21 runs driven in. Now, he's playing for the Arizona Diamondbacks. A big congratulations to Andy. We hope that you have great success down in Arizona. And that's your Tuesday edition of On Deck. I'm Ace Sauerwein.